You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I'm sure I'm never going to be in a situation where I'm hog hunting.
You sure?
You sure? Right.
I don't know, man.
You say never, Lisa.
Honestly, you say never. He's got buddies that would have run with the bulls, so you never know if you're going to go hog hunting. One of these guys could decide the big guy trip down to hog hunt.
You're always in for an adventure, Dave.
Yeah, I am.
Never say never.
I guess you're right. Hog hunt.
I don't foresee it, but it could happen.
Right. Yeah.
But if I ever do it, I guess I should be on the lookout for alligators, because a dude in Martin County, Florida, is recovering after he was bitten by an alligator while hog hunting.
The alligator went to hog, too.
You nothing but a hog to a gator.
You did a big hog with hair on your face.
Here's that story from WFTS.
Good morning. Certainly a scary situation, as you can imagine. The 46-year-old bitten on his right leg by an alligator while hog hunting. He was flown here to St. Mary's Medical Center, where he went through emergency surgery, but he does have a long road of recovery ahead of him.
Yeah.
So James Boyce, that's the man who was bitten by the alligator, according to a GoFundMe page, started to support his recovery. He needs to stay in the hospital for a few days to make sure he doesn't get an infection. Now, the Martin County Sheriff's Office airlifted him on Saturday here to St. Mary's Medical Center. That's the video that you're taking a look at. He was hog hunting when this happened right near the Palm Beach-Martin County line. Now, we're learning more about him as well, that he owns and operates two small businesses and does not have company medical insurance. Mm. So if you'd like to know more about how to help, you can find the information on our website, WPTV.com. FWC also says it is investigating this alligator incident.
Want to help him? That's what you're. He's out there. I'll put him down.
Put him down.
You're gonna hit medical bill. Gonna be so high.
Might as well just kill him.
It is. What do you call it? Not my problem.
Go fund yourself.
Maybe you just been all gutting out there with alligators. You don't got no insurance. Dumbass.
That's really stupid.
That's one of the dumbest thing I ever heard. Alligator ain't gonna give you no tender kiss.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
hard. My God.
There's a lot of people in the world that think I'd rather reach out to help.
I don't do that.
I don't do that. God bless.
That's perfect.
Yep. Help him, you say. Hell no. I don't do that. God bless to him.
Yeah,
I don't think there
would
be
heartstrings.
Much more of a helpless feeling than looking down and realizing that an alligator is just snapped itself on your leg.
Yeah, they bite hard.
Because you're in for it.
Yeah, he's lucky that's all it was, right? Because it definitely could have been so much worse.
Oh,
yeah.
He could have bled right out if it would have definitely
hit the right artery.
Yeah.
Anything. He could have just like chainsawed it right off of you, too.
Yeah.
And then that would have ended real quick.
Because it must have bit him and then given up right away.
Seems like it. I bet that hog was like,
yeah.
Yeah. Stupid. Stupid human. You fell right into my alligator pit. I'm going to go be a hog and do hog stuff.
All right, we're off to the Cape now, where police officers arrested a woman. You reach, I guess some couples reach a point where they just want to kill their partner.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Right?
Yeah, some do actually kill them.
And yes, this woman, I guess, tried to repeatedly run over her husband and managed to hit his leg. Mm. Officers charged 49-year-old Stacy Johnson with 10 counts. Assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, negligent operation of a vehicle, driving under the influence, and more. Officers were called when the victim said his wife ran her car into a pole and hit him. The victim told officers that he had been arguing with his wife the night before, and in the morning he went to work. Although his wife showed up at the restaurant he worked at, she was drinking, and he didn't want to go home with her. So he started walking home, and that's when he heard a vehicle screech behind him.
Oh, my God.
When he turned around, his wife was driving on the sidewalk, coming straight at him.
Yikes.
Jeez.
Drunk.
Yep.
She tried to hit him with the car, but he managed to get out of the way by jumping onto the grass. He ran into a parking lot. She allegedly tried to run him down there before he was able to get up the stairs into a building. Once his wife left, he continued walking. But while heading north, the car vroomed behind him again.
Oh, my God. She's back.
He was able to get behind a utility pole, but she did hit his leg.
Jesus.
Then she backed up and tried to hit him again, but missed, and then fled the scene.
This guy's marriage has all the intensity of Terminator 2.
It really does. It really
time
does.
Time to get out. Time not to be married.
He thought he shook her. She's in a big rig.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, chasing him through.
He's on a motorcycle.
On a dirt bike. Officers found her. They said she smelled of alcohol. Her speech was slurred. Her eyes were bloodshot and glossy. She did admit that she tried to hit her husband with her car, but missed.
Well,
later, when officers tried to book her, she asked if she...
What did she ask?
Oh, no. When officers tried to book her, she asked if she could be photographed with a Heineken in her hand for her booking picture.
Oh, she's a real winner.
Wow.
I'd like to capture this with a delicious German beer if I could. Take the picture. The Heineken was driving.
Wow.
It's as much of a suspect as me.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, my God. She's a nightmare. Oh, I'm sure he's no great catch either, I would assume. But So after a breath test, they discovered that she had a blood alcohol level of 0.29.
Oh, yeah.
She was released on personal recognizance. A pretrial hearing is set for next month. Unfortunately, no mugshot of this woman.
She is not a legal expert.
No. No, she sang like a canary, too.
I tried to hit him. Yeah. I missed. Can I take a picture with my Heineken in my hand? Because I'm very drunk.
No, ma'am, we can't do that here.
Oh. Yes.
I don't know if I've ever heard people request for props in their mugshots before.
Usually you don't get one, no.
Just Carrot Top.
He would, if he gets arrested.
If he gets arrested.
I wonder if he's been arrested. I hope he's been arrested for something. Crimes against humanity. Carrot Top.
You know, Carrot Top is... the crazy thing is, I think a lot of comedians are friends with him. I think he's like a cool dude. Is just like his shtick. Is like that's just his job. But he, people used to.
Carrot Top arrested and deported from Mexico.
Oh,
famed prop comic Carrot Top.
2016.
Mm-hmm. What the hell? Somehow we missed
it. Is that him?
No, that's a lady. That's with a red lady. Hair, red curly hair. She goes by Carrot Top too.
Yeah,
Female Carrot Top.
Two different Are you
Carrot
sure? Tops.
No, that's a lady.
She's not buff enough to be Carrot Top.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Carrot Top got like real buff because like people kept making fun of him and getting aggressive with him.
Carrot Top's transgender reveal.
The people hate him. People have said so many horrible things about him.
No, it looks like he's never been arrested.
No.
That was a
he has tons
report.
Of money, though.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
He sure is. Like, how much is Carrot Top worth?
Oh, I don't want to know. It's going to make me super sad. Carrot Top.
Here we go.
I believe we looked it up before.
I thought we did, too.
Yeah,
sure,
I think we did.
And he guesses, because we have no memory?
12 million.
Yeah, I was going to say 15 million.
Enough to make us angry.
I hope it's less than 10. Here we go. Carrot Top net worth.
$75 million. Yeah. Son of a whoremaster.
He does like Vegas stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. He do Vegas stuff.
I think
he's
got a residency. It's like the Carrot Top Theater or something.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's the Luxor.
That is a tremendous amount of money.
Yeah. So make fun all you want.
Oh, yeah.
$75 million.
He's
at the Luxor.
Yeah, he makes little props. He'll put like a phone on a bowling pin and then make a joke about it.
He's got a. That's why he's such a good sport about everything. He'll show up in other like comedian stuff and like make fun of himself. And
well, because comedians think the lowest form of comedy is prop comedy.
Yeah,
like if you
magic
his shows get like
magic,
then prop comedy.
Prop so that's comedy. 4.5 stars.
Great reviews.
Amazing reviews. 5 stars.
Well, I'm going to be honest. He is designed.
5 stars.
He's designed for Vegas.
Yeah,
he's designed for Vegas. Moms, old, elderly couples go in there. He hits them with prop comedy. They're dying laughing.
They love it.
Wow, we have way more followers than him on Instagram, so that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, but he has way more money.
Yeah, he sure does.
Say again,
he's laughing all the way to the bank.
You can have all the Twitter
followers.
According
to that, we should all have $150 million.
Exactly. Doesn't always translate, huh?
Nope.
Okay, good. Touche, Miss Way. Touche.
I'll trade with him right now.
Dude, I'll totally do prop comedy for $75 million. I don't even care anymore.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, he goes out for drinks after his show with Shania Twain.
$75 million.
I'm going to get you tickets next time we go to Vegas. Go see Carrot Top Dave.
I'm honestly shocked we have it.
Thanks for the offer.
I'm shocked we have it.
Appreciate it.
Sister. I'll get Amber to want to go.
No, you will not.
She'll go. She's up
will
for anything.
Definitely go. That's horrible.
They sell out in Vegas.
Yeah.
Every day they sell out.
My friend did coke with Carrot Top in a gay bar bathroom in Florida.
Sure. Who hasn't?
Oh, sure.
Is he under the feathers?
I don't know.
He is quite in shape.
I've never pondered Carrot Top's sexuality.
I have.
Oh, man.
I definitely have.
He has a girlfriend, Amanda Hogan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Serious girlfriend or something. I don't know. He's not married, though.
Joel is with us. Hey, Joel, you had a little Carrot Top fact you wanted to share.
Yeah, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
I was a stagehand in one of his shows, and starting with his setup in the green room, he constantly wanted to share the alcohol and all the snacks he had. Kept trying to get everybody to hang out in there before the show.
Nice guy, or just desperately in need of friends?
The second one, just desperately
bribing people to be his friend.
He's got friends.
Yeah, he wanted to take us all out to the bar afterward, get a bunch of drinks. He kept telling him no, and he didn't really want to hear it.
Oh, so were you forced to spend time with Carrot Top then?
No. We cited professional reasons that we had to keep working and stick to the job.
I'll hang out with anybody that's got $75 million.
You would be in Carrot Top's entourage. 100%.
You'd be like, what do you think I'm doing this weekend? I'm partying with Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money he has?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Andy is a whore for Carrot Top.
Oh my God. New Netflix show.
Me and Carrot Top?
Carrot Top's entourage.
Oh, and his girlfriend's really pretty, too.
Are you serious?
See, Carrot Top's life rules.
Well, you know how pretty your girlfriend gets when you have $75 million?
That's the same girl. He's with her a lot.
Yeah, she's super cute.
Let me see. Hold on. The funny thing is I don't...
He's a terrifying look. He looks like a grown man dressed up like Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Mm.
Like he's like a drag king.
Yeah, she's... Yeah. Yep. Nope. She's just a normal chick, cute, taller.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't hate Carrot Top.
I don't hate Carrot Top. In fact, I remember thinking he was funny when I was like 13.
Yeah, me too. When I was a kid, I'd see stand up and I was like, that's pretty funny, but I didn't know about good stuff.
Right. Like I don't think he has any kind of, and this is why I think he's designed for Vegas. I don't think he has any kind of social commentary.
Mm.
It's just props.
You guys, people are saying that they never wanted to see it. They got free tickets. Don't think they've ever laughed so hard. Say what you want. Funniest thing I've ever seen live. Wife and I saw him. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he gets it. I mean,
that's the thing. I don't think they give you $75 million.
No, you don't have.
All right, Lisa, I'll take you up. You get me tickets, I'll go. I'll take you up on that offer. Dude, I want to go now. I'm going to hang out with him. He's trying to figure out how to become his entourage.
I'm going to go do drugs with Carrot Top.
We'll set up an interview.
Do drugs with Carrot Top.
Let's set up an interview.
They'll do it.
Yeah, they'll do
any press.
Every time anybody's talking amongst themselves, I'll be like, yeah, you got to. You think that's a story? I did drugs with Carrot Top.
Yeah.
I think I would have to do drugs with Carrot Top.
Yeah, we'd all have to do drugs with Carrot Top.
Yeah, I don't think you have a choice.
Dave's first drugs were with Carrot Top.
They've got that's a good story with Carrot Top.
I like a good story, and that's a good one.
That's a great story.
Screw the Sin City Takeover. It's the Carrot Top Takeover.
Yeah, the Carrot Top Drug Weekend.
Wow. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
But you won't be the same after that.
The life will be different. It is. It's like taking the blue pill.
Yeah. Yep.
Once you realize.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine becoming giant friends with Carrot Top?
Carrot Top's my best friend. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I am best friends with Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Huh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I've never heard of this before. I've heard of, you know, sleep eating, sleep sexing, sleep killing even.
Oh, yeah.
We just talked about people that sleep kill. But this woman sent us an email. I'm not sure if she's with a man or a woman. She doesn't really say. She's just a partner. But she said, the other night, I woke up about 2 a.m. I heard rustling next to me along with a sloppy eating kind of sound. My vision was a bit blurry for a moment. I thought it was just my partner smacking their lips. Nope. When I could make out what was happening, I was terrified by what I saw.
Damn it.
Nose picking and eating in their sleep.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Not just a subtle removal of debris. There was genuine gold digging and real gold. I don't know if I should confront them about it.
They might not even know they do it.
Or just go to sleep at night knowing I have a cornucopia of solid gold being mined next to me.
I think that your partner probably does this while they're awake in private.
Yeah.
Possibly, you don't know.
If you, you eat your boogers when you're... You don't eat them in your sleeps.
Yeah.
If you're not doing it when you're awake.
Exactly.
You're with a freak.
When you're with a freak.
You eat your boogers, you don't eat them in your sleeps.
You don't eat them in your sleeps.
You don't, it's, I just don't...
I think I don't know what I'd do.
Would you? Oh, God. If I saw Amber doing that, God forbid. God forbid.
Yeah.
As I said it, I didn't want to curse myself. I'd be shocked to the core.
But what can they do about it?
I don't think
it?
You're going to stop
There's
someone
anything
from
you can
doing
do when
it.
You're sleeping. It's just amazing. That's the first time you've ever caught them.
Encountered
doing
it.
Yeah.
Well, she says, never thought this person could be capable of such a heinous act like this. When I saw it, immediately knew I had to ask Dave and Chuck about it. Sincerely disappointed.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it's
that's
disappointing.
Way to put it.
It's disappointing.
Disappointing.
I don't know. It's one thing I've never thought about in my life.
I never thought about it one time.
My partner eating picking their nose and eating it.
I forgot to tell you guys that I saw it on the plane on the way back from
Boston.
Older guy sitting. So I'm here. He was sitting in the seat in front of me to the right so I could see him through the seat opening.
Yeah.
And I was watching my movie and I saw, you know, when something distracts you because he was going to town.
Oh, man.
So I look over. I'm like, oh, dirty pig. He had these like rainbow colored glasses on. Like they were so odd. I've never seen anything like them before. But he was an older dude, and he looked to see if his wife was looking at him, and she mustn't have been, because I kept seeing him looking at her, but he didn't know I could see him.
Yeah.
He went up there about 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
And then touching the screen. He's touching the screen.
Oh, yeah, those screens. Those screens are really dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, and Andy feels sick.
I saw that Jonathan do the same thing, that little baby.
Oh, yeah, the little baby Jonathan.
He was digging in there and just touching stuff.
So should she confront her partner?
It's kind of weird because they can't do anything about it.
Well, and truth be told, they might have done that stuff when they were young. And then they realized as they became an adult, like, that's disgusting. I'm never going to do that. But your sleeping habits are completely out of your control, whatever you're going to do.
It is. So that's up to you. I don't know if I'd say anything. You may just embarrass them. Lisa says, it's probably something they do. I don't know if that's something you do in your sleep if you don't do it in real life. I really don't know.
I don't know either.
But it seems like it's a learned activity.
Yeah.
You gotta be.
I think the eating it is the extreme part. I think that a lot of people probably do, like if you can't breathe or something like that.
I will never sit there and say I've never picked my nose.
Yeah, I will never say it. I just know myself that I get bloody noses, and I'm like, I don't in the middle of the night, and I'm like, well, I don't know how it happened.
Things happen,
and I'm assuming that I do it to myself.
It's always great when you have a tissue around.
Get a tissue.
Yeah, get a tissue.
Help things out.
I don't know how you confront your partner about this.
Do you leave like a thing of tissues right at their bedside? He's like, send them some notes.
I don't think he's going to use tissues just because they're beside the bed.
You almost need some kind of nostril guard. Or
maybe if you say something and that person's like, well, then I won't do that in my when I'm awake. Well, I know, you know, like stop that habit. And then maybe they won't do it in their sleep.
Could you imagine like you come home and you're like, hey, babe.
So.
And then like, listen, in your sleep, you eat your boogers.
Newsflash, when I'm awake, I eat my boogers.
You have a problem with that?
Yeah, what's a big whoop?
Jeez, get some real problems.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like I killed someone.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, in your sleep, you pick your ass real bad. Like, it's anything like that, someone confronting you about that you don't realize what you're doing?
I think we've heard about the ass picking before.
Yeah, but generally it's ass worms, right?
Yeah.
Well, oh, right.
So generally it's ass worms. Ass worms.
Yeah.
Worms of the ass.
That's a real. It's a real thing.
It doesn't make it any better.
I feel like you either
a booger is way better than an ass worm, huh?
Yeah. Every time.
Every time.
Look at the bright side.
I always look at it this way.
Picking his ass.
I always look at it this way. We're just animals. Some of us are much closer to animals than what we ever want to admit to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing this kind of stuff every second. They're licking their bee holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're going, if we could lick our bee holes, I'm telling you right now, it'd be a crazy place.
It would be a crazy place.
Life would be nuts.
Hmm.
Maybe that's what he'll say when she confronts him about it is, well, I could be eating my ass worms.
Oh, exactly. My God. Jesus.
It's not a bad comeback if you want it. I could be eating my ass.
Yeah. Count your lucky stars, lady. You're with just a booger eater. It's much worse.
Feel better about it all.
Oh, it's horrible. It's all bad. So it's up to you. We don't really think confronting that person, man or woman, will really do anything about it. But if you feel like you have to get it off your chest, it's hard to sleep next to that person knowing that they're digging for gold and then eating it. Then maybe sit them down and have a little chat.
Yeah.
A Texas man came out victorious, reeled in a 7-foot, 200-pound alligator garfish after a 40-minute fight, and he was fishing on his kayak at the time.
Jesus. Yeah, I love those fish.
Chris Hernandez of San Benito, Texas, says he caught the fish Monday afternoon out by a river that wasn't far from the city. He said he didn't realize how large the gar was until the fish raised its head above water, and then he got a little scared, he admits. Back and forth battle. He said the fish gave him a really good fight as the gar used its tail to try and flip over his kayak several times. He said he was dragging me all over the river, basically taking me for a ride. I thought I was going to lose my pole many times, too. Due to the size, he actually could not put the fish into the kayak with him, so he had to just hold his fishing pole in one hand and row back to land with the other. An insane catch, he says, but he loved it, and he's proud of it. The biggest gar he's ever caught. Again, 7-foot, 200-pound fish, almost the size of the kayak there, lying beside it.
Yeah, they're cool. Their, like, mouth is, like, long and full of teeth.
Yeah, that's one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suck to get bit by one.
Oh, not good.
Fish, man.
Fish with teeth is wild.
Did you see the fish with the human face?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. There's been several fish with human faces. There's a bunch of crabs with human faces,
Wait a minute.
Too.
No, I don't think I've seen the human face. I've seen the human teeth one.
No, look, wait till you see this face.
Spooky there fish on right Chinese lake looks like it has a human face.
Oh, God.
Yeah, watch this, dude. Yes. Watch this.
And just look, fish with human face.
We can't watch
it because
it's past nine.
Aww. Yeah, so we can't.
Christ. Videos. I want to see a human face. Oh, my God.
Is that creepy or what? It's like a ghost face or something.
I bet if you caught that fish, it'd be worth $10,000, $15,000.
Dude.
Some.
What has happened to it?
It's a manfish.
He's like, let me out of this here.
Because it's a carp.
Yeah, it's like a fish.
Oh, someone should put a voice down. Someone's got to put a voice on this video.
Hey, man, you know where I can find like a 7-Eleven or something around that needs some snacks?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Somebody
God.
Hear me. Somebody hear me, please.
Please.
I'm stuck in a fish body.
I ain't going to whisper about 200 years ago.
It's like a golden color. It's an awesome carp.
Dude, super scary. Yeah.
It's got
the
like
water kind of makes it look even more human when it's underneath.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't mean to bother anybody. I know it's terrifying. Hey. I'm a human-faced fish and all. That is very scary. But I was wondering if y'all could find another witch that's like a good witch. Maybe turn me back into a human. Give me some legs.
I need to find someone to give me a kiss.
Turn me back into a human.
Like a chicken kissing.
I need a princess. If y'all can get me a princess.
Gotta give me a kiss on the mouth.
Give me a kiss right on the mouth, French style, because I ain't had none in quite a while.
So have you seen the crabs? I think there's crabs that have human faces as well.
I've seen a sheep born with a human face.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah, that's disturbing too.
That's, yeah, I'm not sure
what happened there.
Wild ride. Mm.
Crab with human face.
Oh, wow. The
God. He like this is unfortunate. I too have anger.
Again, this
with.
Is in Asia. It's in Japan.
Yeah, so like they have human faces.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And
does it make them revered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like if they catch one and it looks too much like a human face, they throw it back.
Yeah, because it's like.
And then so more of them are born with human like faces. So that's how it's happened.
Yeah, I slept with the wife of a warlock and he done turned me into a crab. It's unfortunate.
I don't want anything that I eat
to have a human face.
And they don't eat.
No.
No, they don't like that either.
No, it's real bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're going to start with the naked pilot. You remember the story? The pilot standing nude in the window of the airport hotel. A bunch of people saw him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cops came and arrested him, charged him with indecent exposure. Well, they actually dropped the charges against that pilot. And there's more to the story that's just been released. First, here's the update of why they dropped the charges here, and that's not that. At all.
Yeah,
so what that was.
Well, Broncos linebacker Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Von Moore.
There we go.
A pilot arrested for standing naked in front of a hotel window.
That's, I don't want to get to that one yet. I apologize. Here we go. Boy. This is the story. Here's the update.
It's the morning that abruptly changed Andrew Collins' life.
Indecent exposure. Really?
Yes, sir. A morning the United Airlines pilot wishes he could forget.
I had no idea, Kelly, what had happened to me until I got down to the Denver police intake.
On September 20th, Captain Collins woke up at the Westin Hotel at DIA and opened the curtains to enjoy the view.
I remembered it was a beautiful day.
Yet some passengers outside in the main terminal got a view they didn't expect.
I didn't even think twice about it. I was about to get in shower.
Captain Collins was naked, walking around his room while on a business call. One witness told police the naked man was acting inappropriately.
Did you have any idea, Andrew, that people could see you when you were in your room?
No, none.
Andrew says in his 26 years as a pilot, he has stayed at more than 2,000 hotels. Most, he says, have tinted or mirrored windows, so he assumed the Westin did too.
Now, that didn't mean I was standing there doing any lewd behavior. I just had an expectation of privacy.
They made a mountain out of a molehill.
Andrew's attorney says Denver police went way too far when they arrested the captain for indecent exposure, including not getting a warrant to go into the hotel room.
They could have knocked on the door, they could have called his room, but you can see from the body cams they took it to an extreme level.
With his case now dismissed, the captain is hopeful to return to a normal life and one day return to the skies.
You know, Kelly, what I want the most is I want this to never happen to anybody again.
So the charges were dropped, but he did lose out on that promotion because of this situation, and he did sue. So that's the update. He did win a lawsuit, and here's the latest then now on that one if we can get it.
Andrew Collins says he had no idea anyone could see him while in the room. He previously told CBS4's Kelly Werthmann he had an expectation of privacy because most windows at most hotels are tinted or reflective. He says in September 2018, he woke up, opened the room's curtains, and he was walking around the room on a call regarding his campaign to become the leader for the nation's largest pilot union. Well, someone called police because he was standing in the nude in front of a window. Collins' attorney says responding Denver police officers went too far when arresting Collins for indecent exposure. Because of the arrest, Collins was suspended from his job for 6 months. Now the city is agreeing to pay for the wrongful arrest.
$300,000.
Yeah, they didn't say it. Huh?
Is the settlement that they're paying him. So that, I guess, makes up a little bit for losing out on that promotion.
Yeah. Your naked pilot guy, though, forever.
Yeah,
but
it's a lot to go through.
You know. It is. It's been a year-long ordeal of people branding you a pervert.
It's embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. How many of us have not? I mean, Lisa probably never has been naked in a hotel room with the curtains open. She's like that, right? She's always not thinking the worst. She's more aware of her surroundings. Chuck.
I was just naked in front of a bunch of windows this last weekend.
I'm naked every time.
Dude, I get into a hotel room and I'm automatically nude for some reason. I don't know why. I usually have to take a shower because I've flown.
Right.
So I'm nude a lot.
But I will say this. I've been nude in a hotel room many times with the curtains open, but I don't stand up against the window.
I didn't press it against the window or anything.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Right?
It was real cold outside.
That was very cold.
That would have been a bad scene for everybody. I would have needed a lot more than 300 G's to undo that.
Yeah. Relax. Yeah, and I never assume a window's tinted.
No, I don't either.
I would never assume a hotel window is tinted. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Maybe there's the odd one.
I think in Vegas sometimes. I think
everybody's nude in Vegas.
It's reflective. You can't really see in a lot of those windows.
I mean, the sunlight naturally will kind of blind a lot of windows.
Yes.
You know?
Generally,
that's the way it is.
But there's that weird, certain times of the day, like in the morning, it's almost as dark outside as it is in your room. Yeah, it's like perfect, you know?
Perfect view in.
Yeah.
And that, I'm more protective of Amber doing it. Like, if Amber's getting changed, I'm like, hey, there's too many perverts in the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of pervs.
There's someone out there looking at you.
In Boston had a robe, so I just popped that bad boy on, see what that's like. I lived a real life for a minute.
I
didn't
even look for the robe. I always, if a hotel has a robe, I'm always using it. Yeah. So that's funny. That's good.
I never do.
Where do you find the robe?
It was in the closet.
They're always in the closet, but I've never worn them. First of all, they basically cover my stuff. I'm so tall.
This is appropriate. My wiener wasn't out or whatever.
Mine is inappropriate.
But I just I never wear robes. So it was just kind of I was like, I guess I'll rub it up a little bit. Private time. So got out of the shower and put on a robe. And
I'm so glad.
I get it.
Yeah,
I kind of get it.
Mm. I'm very glad I didn't discover the robe, because when I locked myself out of the room, I bet I would have been in that robe.
You locked yourself out of the room.
Yeah, I ordered room service and then went to put the stuff outside.
You were that guy?
Yeah.
That happens all the time to people.
Yeah, dude. That's exactly what I did. I was struggling with the door to get the tray outside, and then when I put it down and turned around, the door closed. And I was like, ha, I don't have my key.
Oh, that sucks.
So you had to go down to the front
desk.
And
then they didn't believe me who I was, because I've got a beard and I look like I'm a killer to them. And
that would have sucked if I would have had to go down there in a robe. Because it wasn't I had underwear on under the robe.
Oh, wow. No. Fully impressive.
Nude.
Oh, no.
Impressive. Fully nude.
Goodness. I love it.
I would have...
Hey, somebody help.
Well, to be honest, I realized that when I came back up, there was a phone that was in the hallway, and I was like, oh, if I was nude or in a robe, I would have just picked that phone up and been like, someone help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone help. Oh, there was a hallway phone.
Yeah, so there was a hallway phone.
There's a bunch of videos that have come out through the years of people doing that, that they step out of their room just like you did, but they're nude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? So they step out to put their tray down or something, and the door closes behind them, and they're in the hallway of the hotel naked.
Yeah. Naked. It was just a weird comedy of errors. Being by yourself and you're trying to do a couple things at one time. I just didn't even think about it. You know, for you sort of forget the door is just going to automatically close.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I robed it up, man.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Very nice.
Someone said, do you know how much sex I've had in front of my hotel windows, especially in Vegas? Let them watch if they want. And someone else said, in Florida here anyway, a lot of the hotels have reflective windows. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just haven't paid attention.
Yeah, I think a lot of buildings do. You see them. They're like the mirror-like mm-hmm. buildings.
Yeah. New York, they don't.
No.
This one, I'm a 33-year-old woman who works construction in Boston. All I see is naked boobies and penises all the time standing in the windows looking down at the world while I'm looking at them being naked.
I mean, I was far enough away from the window, I don't think anybody could see, but there was a couple of times I took a gander out there.
I think you guys were way higher up in the building than I was. I was like, they were like, hey, put that loser down low. you know, because I saw you guys are like taking beautiful shots of the city of Boston and all this stuff. And I was like, I am like.
Well, someone said Lisa took a video. Now that I'm thinking of it, Lisa took a video, I guess, from your balcony or something, right? Mm-hmm. Someone said they did see like a nude dude in a window.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
What? I didn't look for it either.
I looked. I didn't see it.
A nude guy in the window of Lisa's video.
My video.
Boston saw me in my penis.
Quite a few, I guess, if you were there, out and about.
I know I saw.
Well, that wasn't through the window.
It was for you.
Yeah, I knew it was. James is watching, too.
I definitely see someone in a window in your video, Lise, but maybe they can zoom in and see naked people. But
I think I did a screenshot, and I'm like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Wait a second. So there's a window across the way.
There's lots of places.
There's all tons of windows.
Yeah, it's like apartments or something.
Okay.
And, yeah.
What a wild thing. What a thing to catch. But, all I saw of Lisa's was, I was just like, oh, wow.
Because I was higher up.
What a nice room.
That's so crazy. We all had the same kind of thing.
No, I was on the 9th floor.
There's your video. So did we see anyone?
Oh, I was on the 8th.
There's someone there, I think.
You know what the problem is? When you pause it, it gets blurry. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I know. There could be naked people all over here.
There's probably nude people everywhere.
Sure, there's so many.
Everywhere. Everybody likes to be naked sometimes.
But just be careful when you're nude in front of a window. I mean, some people want people to see.
Oh, right? Yeah, big time.
Do you think in this pilot's case, it was simply a mistake?
I think he just wasn't paying any attention.
Yeah.
He was on the phone.
Nude. Yeah, I think it was.
I think it can be proven, you were on the phone at the time.
I've done so much naked business.
Oh.
Yeah, I have stories, and I don't even want to say.
I do tell.
No.
Lisa does a lot of naked business.
No, New York, there was a bathtub, and I was drunk, and I don't know what if anyone saw.
Yeah.
I don't know. They may have.
Well, bless them.
I don't know.
You were just like, I'm taking a bath, and then all of a sudden windows. It clicked. You were like, oh, God.
I didn't click to the next day. I was like, oh, my God. There's windows right there.
Well, I told you what happened. And this is the second time Amber's done this to us in our lives. We got back to our hotel room when we checked in.
Oh, yeah.
And before we went to meet these guys for dinner. And so we were laying on the bed.
Yeah.
You know.
What are you doing on the bed?
You know, we hadn't seen each other for a while.
No, you were just laying on the bed.
Oh.
No, you weren't?
You
left that out of the story.
Well, I was going to say it in front of her.
Oh, okay.
So you were plowing
her. You tell the whole world.
Well, that's weird. But she's not sitting beside me. It's more embarrassing when she's sitting beside me.
So you're plowing your wife.
So we had some, you know, as I said, it had been a while. We haven't been alone together in a while.
Right, right.
So we were looking forward to seeing each other.
Oh, my God.
So
worse than my bathtub story.
No, I went into the room first. Amber comes in behind me. We're on the bed. Things happen.
Yeah.
Then we just lay in the bed and watch a movie for a while and stuff.
Yeah, to be in love, yeah.
And then I get up to go to the bathroom. Door's wide open. Our hotel room door was wide open that entire time.
I'm so glad.
Amber came in and swung the door open.
Way.
Didn't look behind her.
I'm so glad we weren't on the same floor and I walked by and I'm like, Dave?
Lisa, is that you?
Because I would have called the front desk. Isn't that just an open invitation for anyone to come in and also join in?
Yes.
You hear sex noises and a door open?
God, I'm so glad.
This changes the story.
That.
so much knowing that you guys were doing
that.
Right?
Doesn't it change the whole story?
It was, we just came in watching a movie and the door was wide open. That's not a big deal.
No, I thought Amber would have killed me if I told you guys while she was there.
But my God.
My God, that's the worst.
The funny thing is if they were on my floor and I didn't know it was them, obviously, like I would have been naked in my room calling the front desk like, you guys, what kind of operation are you running here?
Oh, yeah, is it a feud?
But I'm nude.
Yeah. A nude feud.
Yeah, I've got a nude feud going on.
I'm like, I'm up here trying to enjoy my time. You running some kind of brothel here? What is this?
Oh, you
God. Bunch of sex freaks.
Are you
going to
send somebody up here right away? Well, I better put on my robe. Because the person on the other end, they don't know you're nude.
No.
It gives you such a freeing confidence,
right?
Yelling at somebody when you're nude.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that's the second time in our lives Amber has done that. The one, it was years and years ago in Mexico. Remember? She came into the room wasted. Same thing. Swung the door open. And
doesn't the door automatically close?
In our room, it didn't.
Yeah,
it
like mine stuck. Did. Mine,
yeah, it just automatically closed.
Mine, in fact, here's the other thing that she did too, which I'm stupid. I should have checked. When we went out to dinner, when we came back to the room, the door was, it was closed, but not locked.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
We just pushed it open.
There's an expectation it's going to swing closed. And so she just, you know, you leave a room, you know, you just have to let go of the thing, and it's usually it closes, and it closes heavy enough that it locks.
Yeah.
So Amber was just in that mode. She couldn't wait to get the D from Dave.
All right, and stop.
Door's wide open.
Hmm.
Hi, I'm in room 1802 right now. I'm nude. I
can hear banging in the hallway, and then I realize that God bless him, door's open.
I'm trying to get some rest. I have a big day. I'm here for work. I am nude, and I hear these people having what is clearly sex.
I looked out my window. Some woman is in a bathtub. I can clearly see everything she's doing.
Everybody's in a nude feud at a hotel.
Yeah.
There's no towels in my room. I'm very nude.
I locked myself out. I've locked myself out of my room again. Oh, I need a key.
Your keys don't work. Feud. I'm nude.
Thank God Chuck wasn't locked out on our floor nude. He would have walked by the room. It would have been a whole different show.
Yeah, move over.
Okay, hey, you're not welcome.
Chuck wants some of the D2.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I'm telling her to move over.
Stop it.
He starts eating some of the snacks.
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Okay.
Take all those M&Ms.
So, yeah, that was the... I was like...
That's pretty bad.
Amber Hunter!
Yeah.
What did you do?
She's like, oh, my God.
Yes, I'm in room 1802.
Do you think anyone walked by? I'm like, I don't know. Probably.
It's weird, though, because I know myself. I didn't see a single soul on my whole floor that whole time. Now, mind you, I was in the worst floor. But
there was no one else on your floor.
There was no one. I think I had the whole floor.
You hated your floor?
Like, there was no noise.
Where did they give you such a
floor? I walked up and down to try, and there was like a machine that you could get some snacks out of, and but there was no pop machine. I wanted a pop machine, so I walked all the way down the hall. It was like desolate.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I'm the only person on this whole entire floor.
Huh.
So maybe
no one walked by. Let's hope for that.
Well, and what's crazy about it is there was that sex fest that happened the next night. So like
the meetup.
Yeah, the meetup sex fest. So Dave's just the people are walking by just like, oh, part of the sex fest.
I'm in room 1802, very nude, and I like to report 9 guys on 1 chick.
I got to be honest. Someone's having a smackdown.
Somebody's having a smackdown in their room.
My goodness. Dave is laying the smack down.
Yeah, so I've given Amber a talking to about making sure doors are
gotta
closed.
Have those doors closed.
Doors have to close. Yeah. In fact, I've just decided I'm going to always be the last one in.
You have to be the one.
I wonder how many like hotel front desk workers have been just completely bitched out and the person's nude.
Most times.
Oh, I would assume the person on the other end of the line is nude.
I think about how many times you talk to a nude person like
and you don't know it.
It's almost all of the ordering of food.
Yeah.
Right.
Nude. I'm always ordering food nude.
Nude. Wow.
I'm either in a feud nude or ordering food nude.
Food nude or feud nude.
Food nude or feud nude.
Something nude. Yep. And a lot of people have been texting us saying that a lot of them work from home, or like some guy said he was on a conference call while he was pooping. You know, people are doing all sorts of stuff. You don't know. They're on the other end of the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to get that deal done, Bob.
Glad you.
God damn it, Bob.
It's just. Flopping
Bob,
off.
Listen, I'm going to need you and some people to fly out right away to Denver. We got to get this deal done, and if we don't, hold on a sec.
Oh, are you okay, Jim?
Yeah, I'm fine, Bob. Don't worry about me. But you get this deal done. You hear? Yeah, I don't want to have to fly down there. Jim? Myself.
Jim, so, you're cutting out, I think, or something.
Yes, that's right. Big problem on the phone. God damn it. Now, we're going to get this deal done or not.
Okay, yeah. Very echoey where you are.
Yeah, of course it's echoey where I am, because I got a godlike voice. I'm nobody to be trifled with, Bob. Now, don't make me fly down there to Denver.
Okay, Jim, I got it, man.
All right, now. Okay.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to let you go.
All right, I'll see you. I'll see you when we get this deal done, and that's it. That's that, and that's that.
I can't. I just imagine, like, do power walking and, like, trying to really have a real business conversation when you're fully nude. Just power walking, totally nude.
I'm not going to take that line out.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly. Someone said, imagine how many people have called into you guys nude.
Oh
so many. Most
80% of our calls
absolutely.
Are nude.
We know it. Time. We know that. Know
so
that.
Glad you discovered the robe.
Yeah, me too. I opened up the closet and I was like,
robes?
What?
But I think
it's just us here, robe.
I'm in the same boat is that every time I've ever encountered a robe, I think the robe's there for a girl.
There's some too. There's a got
there is
oh, okay, and some, people. But I had one. It. I put it on, and it only came right to my genitals.
Yeah, it was just like your balls at the bottom.
And I was
yeah.
like, well, this isn't.
Oh no! So yeah. imagine that on me.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
If it comes only
exactly.
to your genitals.
It's like a shirt. It's like
your belly button.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not. That happened actually once. We went to get a massage together, Amber and I, and they gave us those robes.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be nude, right?
Well, that's questionable.
I couldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to put on the robe and sat down in the waiting room nude,
you just
my
junk
would have been on the
seat. Your underwear on.
Yeah. Well, no, they said to strip right down. This was in St. Lucia.
This is right before.
Oh,
this is his
massage. You have your underwear.
Okay, all right.
Even if they,
I have my cap, my underwear on because I couldn't do it without. Yeah.
That's even funnier to put on the robe they give you and just be like, "This is what you wanted."
Yeah, no. They're not made for guys that are over 6 feet, for sure.
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.